Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. Circle Internet Group just reported earnings, and the stock's reaction has been anything but subtle. But here's the real question. Is this a justified reset, or is the market overreacting to a company that's quietly building the backbone of the entire stablecoin economy? That's what we're digging into today. Let's set the stage. Circle Internet Group, ticker CRCL, is the company behind USDC, the second largest stablecoin in the world. And when I say behind, I mean they literally run the infrastructure. Every time a business, a bank, or a trading desk moves USDC, Circle is the one facilitating that transaction. They're not a crypto exchange. They're not a trading platform. They're the plumbing. And as we've seen with other infrastructure plays, owning the pipes can be incredibly lucrative, but it also comes with unique risks. So who exactly is this company? Founded in 2013, headquartered in New York, Circle has grown to just over 1,100 employees. The CEO is Jeremy Allaire, and he's been one of the most vocal advocates for stablecoin adoption in the financial world. The business model is deceptively simple. They earn revenue primarily by holding the reserves that back USDC and investing them in short-term US treasuries. They also charge transaction fees and offer subscription services to enterprise clients. But here's the thing that makes Circle fascinating and a bit tricky for traditional investors. Their balance sheet looks completely different from a typical financial services company. At the end of fiscal 2025, they reported over $77 billion in total assets. That sounds massive, but the vast majority of that is the reserves backing USDC, money that belongs to users, not to shareholders. Their actual equity is around $3.3 billion. So when you're looking at Circle's financials, you have to look past the headline numbers and focus on the operating business underneath. Let's talk about how they actually make money. For fiscal 2025, Circle reported just under $2.75 billion in total revenue. That's a massive jump from the $1.67 billion they brought in during 2024. Roughly a 64% increase year over year. And if you look back further, the growth trajectory is even more striking, from $77 million in 2021 to nearly $2.75 billion in 2025. Now, the revenue breakdown is interesting. The bulk of their income comes from transaction revenue. That's the interest they earn on the reserves backing USDC. In fiscal 2025, that was about $2.43 billion. Then you have subscription and services, which brought in around $85 million. And a small sliver, under $1 million, came from other services. Here's the key insight. It's tied directly to the amount of USDC in circulation and the prevailing interest rate environment. When rates are high and USDC supply is growing, Circle prints money. When rates drop or stablecoin circulation stagnates, that revenue stream compresses. That's the double-edged sword of this business model. It's highly sensitive to macro conditions. Now let's get into the numbers that matter. The second quarter of 2026 was, by most measures, a solid quarter. Revenue came in higher than the year-ago period, and the company highlighted that stablecoin circulation is accelerating, not just in crypto trading, but in real-world use cases like cross-border payments and capital markets. Management has been vocal about their ambitions. They're targeting trillions of dollars in USDC growth, and they're positioning their upcoming ARC blockchain as a major catalyst. The idea is that by launching their own blockchain, they can reduce transaction costs, improve settlement speed, and capture more of the value chain. But here's where it gets interesting. Despite the revenue growth, the bottom line has been volatile. In fiscal 2025, Circle reported a net loss of about $69 million. That's a sharp swing from the $155 million profit they posted in 2024. And if you go back further, 2022 was a disaster, a $768 million loss. So while the top line is growing impressively, profitability has been inconsistent. Let's dig into the financials a bit more. From an efficiency standpoint, Circle's gross profit margin in the trailing 12 months sits at around 20%. That's actually low for a tech company, and it reflects the fact that a significant portion of their revenue, the interest earned on reserves, comes with associated costs. their net profit margin is around 15.5%, which is respectable when they're profitable. Return on equity is about 13.5%, and return on invested capital is closer to 7%. The balance sheet is clean from a leverage perspective. Debt to equity is essentially zero, and the current ratio is just above 1, which makes sense given the nature of their liabilities. One thing that stands out, the forward PE ratios paint an interesting picture. For 2026, the average forward PE is around 80. That's expensive by any measure. But looking further out, it drops to around 57 for 2027 and into the high 30s for 2028. That suggests analysts expect earnings to grow into the valuation over time. And here's a wild stat. The forward PE for 2029 is projected around 14. If that materializes, the stock could be significantly undervalued today. But that's a big if. Now let's break this down with a proper SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, Circle has a dominant position in the stablecoin market, with USDC being the second largest globally. They have regulatory licenses in multiple jurisdictions, which is a massive barrier to entry. Their infrastructure is trusted by major financial institutions, and the brand recognition in the crypto space is strong. Weaknesses. The business is heavily dependent on interest rates. When rates fall, their primary revenue engine slows down. They also have a relatively thin history of consistent profitability, and the stock's volatility reflects that. Plus, their valuation metrics are stretched compared to traditional financial companies. Opportunities. This is where it gets exciting. The cross-border payments market is massive, and stablecoins are eating into that space. The emergence of agentic AI applications could drive machine-to-machine payments, which would be a huge tailwind for USDC adoption. And the launch of the Arc blockchain could create new revenue streams and deepen their moat. The company is targeting trillions in USDC growth, and if that materializes, the current valuation could look cheap in hindsight. Threats. Regulatory risk is the elephant in the room. Governments could impose restrictions on stablecoins, and the regulatory landscape is still evolving. Competition is intensifying, with other stablecoins and blockchain networks vying for market share. And there's the broader crypto market risk. If digital assets fall out of favor, USDC circulation could decline. Let's look at the price action, because this is where things get interesting. The stock has been on a wild ride. Over the past week, it's up about 18%. Over the past month, it's up nearly 24%. But zoom out, and the picture changes dramatically. Over the past 3 months, it's down about 23%, and over the past year, it's down over 33%. However, and this is a big however, over the past 5 years, the stock is up over 180%. So we're looking at a stock that has massive long-term momentum, but has been through a serious correction recently. Technical analysts have noted some bottoming signals emerging, with a breakout above $72 and change offering stronger confirmation of a trend reversal. What's driving this volatility? Analyst sentiment is sharply divided. Morgan Stanley has been bearish, citing stagnant USDC growth, while TD Cowen sees upside from platform evolution. You've also had insider selling. A director sold 20,000 shares at around $61 and change in early August. That's not necessarily a red flag, but it's worth noting. Now let's get to the part that really matters. What is Circle actually worth? We ran this through MarketSnap's valuation engine, and the model selected a price-to-sales approach as the primary framework. That makes sense for a hyper-growth company like this, where earnings are still volatile, but revenue is scaling rapidly. The model's confidence is medium, which is reasonable given the company's relatively short operating history as a public entity. The PS model fits because Circle is still in its growth phase, and traditional earnings-based metrics don't capture the full picture yet. So what did the model spit out? MarketSnap's fair value estimate lands at roughly $55 per share. The stock was trading around $65 when the snapshot was taken, which means it was trading above our rough fair value zone, maybe 15% or so above what the model suggests. Now, before you panic, remember that this is a model estimate, and it swings heavily based on assumptions. The model is applying a price-to-sales multiple of around 4.5, which is actually below the current multiple and below the industry average. That reflects the expectation of decelerating revenue growth and relatively low profit margins. What drives this valuation? Three things. First, revenue growth. The model assumes growth will continue, but at a decelerating pace. Second, cash conversion. The model uses normalized FCF to net income ratios because historical conversion has been volatile due to stock-based compensation and working capital swings. Third, share count. The model assumes about 2% annual dilution post-IPO. Here's the thing, though. Change any of these assumptions and the fair value moves a lot. If you think revenue growth will accelerate rather than decelerate, or if you believe margins will expand faster than expected, the fair value could be significantly higher. If you disagree with our inputs, you can plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com and see how the number shifts. All right, here's my honest take on Circle Internet Group. This is a company with enormous potential and equally enormous uncertainty. On one hand, they're building the infrastructure for what could be a trillion-dollar stablecoin economy. The ARK blockchain launch could be a game-changer. The expansion into cross-border payments and AI-driven transactions could create massive value. On the other hand, the business model is fragile in ways that traditional financial companies aren't. The revenue is tied to interest rates, the profitability has been inconsistent, and the regulatory environment could shift at any moment. The valuation is not cheap, and the stock has been through a serious correction for a reason. If you're a long-term investor with a high risk tolerance, Circle represents a bet on the future of digital payments. If you put $10,000 in today, the five-year outlook based on our model suggests it could end up somewhere in the neighborhood of $8,500. That's a modest decline, but it assumes current growth trends continue. If the ARK blockchain succeeds and USDC adoption accelerates, the upside could be significantly higher. But here's what I'd watch. USDC circulation numbers. If those start accelerating meaningfully, that's your signal that the growth story is intact. If they stagnate, the bear case gains credibility. Also, watch the regulatory landscape. Any major restrictions on stablecoins would be a serious problem. For me, this is a watch and wait stock. The potential is real, but the risk is equally real. I'd want to see more consistent profitability and clearer evidence that the growth story is playing out before committing serious capital. What do you think about CRCL? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.